broadcasting live from just off 4th Street in beautiful St. Pete, Florida. Covering the entire 813 and the 727, this is Tampa Bay's new morning crew.
3, 2, 1.
Good morning to you. Yes, JR, Kevin in studio, Lana quarantined at home, quarantined. Lana, how are you feeling?
I'm doing good, actually.
Are you? Can you still taste things?
Yes, I can still taste things. My temperature is still normal, and I'm feeling good.
Do you have your thermometer next to you right now?
No, but I can go get it.
It's okay, but what's the last time you took it? Where were you at?
98 point something, so yeah.
All right, you're still good. All right.
Still good.
Well, good. We're checking with the doctors here in studio. Yes, they said that you're all good. Well, happy Election Day, everybody, and happy... I was worried a little bit about Kevin when I watched the first half last night, but the Bucks did pull it out. We had a win.
Congratulations.
They tried to blow it again at the end. They had an 8-point lead, and then the Giants had had to score a touchdown and the 2-point conversion. They had 2 fourth downs, converted them both, then they get the touchdown, and then the Bucks stopped them on the 2-point conversion, got the onside kick, and won 25-23.
Yeah, it was a wild one for sure, but I'm glad they did.
Did you both stay awake for the whole game?
I did not stay awake for the whole thing. I watched the highlights of the second half this morning. I wanted to know what I was walking into this morning when it came to Kevin.
Yeah, and I stayed up for the whole thing, and then I couldn't go to sleep because my adrenaline was pumping. Why can't they just win an easy one on these late-night games? Jeez.
Oh, man. All right, great show for you today. We got Tyler Farr tickets coming up for you at 7:40, but hey, we got Cam, who's going to join us on the phone. You know Big Bubbly Cam, you know, with the yellow dresses and everything like that and the flowy hair. We love her, and she's going to be on the show with us at 8:20. I know you love her, Lana.
She played our guitar pull a few years ago and just knocked it out of the park. She's just got one of those amazing voices. I'm so excited. And she just had a new baby, so I'm really excited to talk to her.
Yeah, we got to talk to her coming up at 8:20. Right now, though, let's do Kane Brown. Cool again. Just want to say good morning to you. Well, we consider you the QYK family every single morning. 99.5 QYK, JR, Lana, Kevin here. And we got a letter from somebody. She asked to remain nameless because she thought one of her friends might be listening. But basically, the gist of this letter is that she's writing us to ask about a friend who shares all her drama with her. Everything going on in her life, there's always a problem. There's, you know, it's nonstop. And she goes, it's starting to weigh on me. And the other fact is, every time I give her advice, she doesn't do it. She's not doing anything to change the circumstances that she's in right now. And it's become frustrating to her, become a burden to her, because her friend is just not listening to her when it comes to these things. And she goes, I don't want to, like, not help my friend. I want to be there for him. But at the same time, how can you help somebody who doesn't really want to help themselves? You know what I'm talking about?
I agree, yeah.
So apparently, understand. There's some marital problems going on in this letter that she describes, and she thinks that she's been asking, I need to make a change. There's some other things that have been going on with kids, and I need to make a change. And every time she lends her advice, the friend doesn't really do anything. Mm-hmm. And I know, I'm sorry, it's so cryptic, because I can't say all the names in here. She asked me not to say them, but I'm just telling you that it's an interesting thing going on. Lana, have you ever experienced this? You know, maybe a friend that's kind of surrounded in drama, even though we call you Lana Drama. I'm just saying.
I think we all have had a friend or two or three or four like this and have definitely gone through these types of experiences in our own lives.
But how do you, you know, it's interesting, too, because I totally know what this QYK family member is writing us about, because you do offer advice and then you hear about the same thing. It's like, what do they say about the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different outcome? Mm-hmm. That's kind of the same thing. It's like, how do you crack through to that person? Do you let them, do you start distancing yourself? Do you keep telling them the same thing?
Yep. Sometimes you just don't answer the phone.
Really?
Don't call back.
Really? That's your solution?
No, of course not. I mean, after you've gone months and months and months, you know, trying to discuss something with somebody, sometimes it's just better to stay quiet, let them figure it out.
Okay. Well, I want to know what you think, QYK family. That's why we turn it over to you, and that's why we call it the QYK Family Matters. 800-992-1099. 800-992-1099. What would you do in this situation? What advice would you give to this person who reached out to us about their friend? Morning Crew 995, QIK, JR, Kevin here. Lana quarantined at home right now, but we're doing our QIK Family Matters, and we're got an email from somebody who wants to remain anonymous, which is totally understandable. She's got a friend that has just kind of like vents all the time about things going in her life, things going on in her marriage, and her friend who wrote us tries to give her advice and do this and do that, and hey, maybe you should try this, but nothing seems to be changing. She doesn't try to make an effort to change, and well, they get the same result every single time. So she's kind of like, what do? I can't hear this drama every single time. We got Queen on the phone. Queen, what do you got to say about this?
I have advice technique for both of them. The one that wrote the letter, I would stop, like, lending my ear to her, because if she's not going to listen to what you give her, then that's not going to help you. It's going to frustrate you more and make you have problems, too.
Okay.
And then the one who actually is the letter is talking about, I would tell her to stop burdening people with your problems, because you're not helping yourself, so why would you ask for help?
So you're saying, since you're not willing to do anything or apply anything that someone's telling you, what's the point?
Right, basically.
Okay. All right, Queen, have you ever been in a situation like this?
Yes, I have. So every day, kind of. So I just stopped doing what I just told you. I did that for myself.
All right. Well, I appreciate you calling. You have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, got Mike on the phone now. Mike, what's going on, man?
Not much, man. So I was calling about that letter you just read.
Yeah, let's hear it.
So misery, definitely company.
Right, and misery loves like company, that old saying, yeah.
Yep, so it sounds like she just wants to stay miserable, and maybe, you know, after all the tiring advice she's trying to give her friend, she should just explain to her how it's making her feel that she's not taking any of her advice, and she can either give her the option of not bringing out drama to her anymore or start taking the advice.
You know, we just had someone on saying pretty much the same thing, Mike, and the fact that, you know, maybe you don't share everything about what's going on until you're willing to make changes, right?
Right. Absolutely, man.
All right, Mike, thanks for calling. Well, that's our QIK Family Matters, and I think, Lana, you and I agree that if you're not going to make a change, you're kind of just wasting your breath, right?
Right. You should probably just stop talking about it.
Right. So it's kind of like, you know, Kevin, you could agree with me on this. When we tell Lana, she comes in and says, oh, my Jeep's broken. Something else went on. It wouldn't start this morning. Yes. And we're like, hey, Lana, you might want to buy a new Jeep.
Possible.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Next week, oh, you know what? Something else happened in my Jeep. Mm-hmm. Here's what's going on. It's in the shop. Hey, Lana, you should buy a new Jeep. Oh, you're right. You're right. And what are you driving these days, Lana?
I'm driving a Jeep.
Yes. Of course you are.
All right. If you have a letter you want some help with the QIK family, you can hit us up at QIKFamilyMatters@gmail.com. Coming up, your carpool fun fact on 995 QIK.
Beep, beep. Well, it's a call line.
Call line.
Fun fact.
Fun fact.
Yes, a car line fun fact. Maybe you're about to drop the kids off or you are on your way to work. And how's about a little fun fact for you to think about all day long?
I love it.
All right. What is the largest animal in the world? Do you know?
Elephant?
No. I think it's a blue whale.
It is a blue whale. Way to go. Of course, Kevin knows that.
Of course he does.
Here is the fact that you need to know about the blue whale. It has a heart that is 5 feet long and 400 pounds.
Oh, my goodness.
The next time you're looking to compliment your wife or anybody else, say, you have the heart of a blue whale. Let's see how that goes over.
5 feet long.
5 feet long, 400 pounds. Wow. Now, the human heart weighs 10 ounces. Is that wild?
That's, yeah.
400 pounds.
That's as tall as me.
Five feet?
5'4".
Well, it's,
but it weighs a lot more.
Yeah, than you, Lana. It's 400 pounds. I think that's the big thing we're looking at here.
It's up there.
That's a big heart.
That's a big. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. You can tell someone they have the heart of a blue whale. So, Lana, you're lovely. You have the heart of a blue whale.
Ooh.
That's what you didn't know. How do you feel about that?
You're telling me I'm 400 pounds?
No.
Time now for the second date update on 99.5 QYK.
Let's get in. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK. Got to give Lana some credit because even though she is quarantined at home right now, she is still with us for the 7:15 second date update.
Of course I am. This is like my favorite part of our show.
Yes. All right. So we actually have Michelle on the phone. She reached out to us about a date she went on with a guy named Eric. Good morning, Michelle. How are you?
Hi. I'm okay. How are you doing?
We're good. We're glad you reached out to us on Facebook. So tell us about this date with Eric.
Yeah. Well, I met Eric and we went out, and the thing is, like, I don't know why he's not calling me back, because we had a really great time, and we went to Salt Rock.
Oh, nice.
And we had a great time. Yeah, it was wonderful. But, you know, he hasn't called me, and I'm just really confused, because I thought it was a great time.
Well, tell us about the date a little bit.
Well, it wasn't really like one-on-one. Like I took my friend Sarah, and it was like a group thing, and but which was great, and I you know, it was fun, and I wanted to keep it light, and you know, like I would like to go one-on-one with him, and
wait, did he bring a friend too, or did you just did?
I did.
Oh, okay. So it was you three.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but it seems more fun to, I mean, it's normal. Like, you go with your friends and you bring a friend along. Like, I didn't think that it would be a big deal, but maybe that's the big deal. I don't know. But it's like, you know, that's what's confusing, because we really had fun and we had a great conversation. And everybody was laughing. I thought it was a great time. So
okay.
But then I'm calling him and he's not answering, so.
All righty. When you guys got done with the date, did you guys talk about, you know, going on another date? I mean, did you guys talk about meeting up another time, or?
No, it was just kind of like a quick, like, okay, you know, that was fun, catch you later, you know, but I didn't think it too hard about it, you know?
All right. Well, here's what we'll do for you, Michelle. We're going to try to call Eric for you, so you can hang on for us?
Yes, of course.
All right, hang on.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Well, Michelle reached out to us today on the 7:15 second date updates. JR, Lana, and Kevin here. Lana, what are your first impressions of Michelle?
Well, she kind of mentioned that on the date, she had brought her friend along, and but she said everybody had a good time, and he thought it was fun, and she. So who knows, but I just have a feeling that it might have something to do with it.
Yeah, if they talked about it and was like, hey, you know, let's all go hang out, that's one thing, but I don't know how she presented that to him, so.
Yeah, I guess we're going to have to find out.
Yeah, we're going to try to call Eric right now and see what's going on.
Hello?
Hi, good morning. Is this Eric?
Yeah.
Hey, Eric. This is Tampa Bay's morning crew over here at 99.5 QIK.
Oh, okay. Did I win cash or something?
Ooh, man, I want to win some cash.
Yeah.
Hey, no, actually, we wanted to see if we could talk to you on the air for a second about a date you went on. We're doing something called a 7:15 second date update, and we talked to people about dates they went on.
Okay.
Okay, so we wanted to ask you about Michelle. She said you guys went on a date to Salt Rock and had a great time with you. I think her friend came along as well, and she said it was a cool kind of hangout, and she really now wants to go on a one-on-one date with you.
Yeah, I'm glad she told you guys about her bringing a friend, because she didn't tell me.
Oops.
She just showed up with someone else. Yeah, she just showed up with someone, and, like, you know, I thought it was a one-on-one. It wound up being two of them, and, like, they didn't even offer to help with the bill. And it's like, it would be fine if she just told me in advance. Like, I know her friend's visiting in town last minute. She didn't want to ditch her, whatever. But, like, she didn't let me know at all. It was just rude and inconsiderate. And, like, as soon as I saw that and they didn't even offer to get the second round, I just couldn't wait to get out of there.
So you're telling me that she showed up, you had no idea that she was bringing a friend, and then they stuck you at the bill?
Yeah. Yeah, and they didn't even make. I would have paid. They didn't even pretend to try. I would have. I don't mind buying a round or two, whatever. But, like, they didn't even try to. You know, you at least do the fake reach for the wallet. I'd be like, don't worry about it. But it was just like, yeah, we'll have another round of margaritas. You know.
Oh man.
Yeah, and Salt Rock's not necessarily the cheapest place.
No.
No.
Okay, well, she obviously didn't tell us that. She didn't tell you. She kept something from us as well. We actually have her on the phone. I want to bring her back on. Michelle?
Hi, yeah. No, I hear you. I think that's ridiculous because, I mean, it's a fun thing to have more people around and, you know, get to know each other. And this is the first time we're interacting, you know. Like, I don't think it was such a big deal.
Well, do you see how he would be a little surprised that a friend
no,
was with you?
No, because it wasn't like we're going on a date.
We met on a date.
Wait a minute, I'm confused.
We were going on a date.
No, but like if it's a date, then you're going to be like, let's dress up nice and go to, you know, a fancy restaurant and like
I did go to a fancy restaurant.
I don't really view it like that. I think that it was fine.
So obviously there was a little bit of miscommunication going on.
I don't think it was miscommunication. She was just inconsiderate and, like, rude about it. And, yeah, you know, I don't need it.
Well, I think that's looking at it very negatively. I think that's very negative.
Well, how would you look at it, Michelle?
Well, I would look at it as fun. Like, I'm sharing with you my friend. This is my closest friend. Like, that means a lot to me.
Eric, what did you think of Michelle and her friend?
They were fine, but, like, it's obvious she's very self-centered and doesn't think about anyone else, you know? Even from what she's saying now, it's not a big deal if I... It's not a big deal to bring someone, but... You should tell the person in advance.
I agree.
Not just, like, show up, whoa, let's do shots, where's your credit card? Like, that's a bit much.
Every time, honestly, though, every time Lana and I hang out, she always brings, like, a group of people, and I get stuck with the bill. It's the worst.
Every time.
She does
all the
that.
Time.
No, seriously, though. Michelle, I do think you should have given him a heads up. If you guys were to go out on a date, you said you wanted to go on a one-on-one, right? The next one would be a real date, one-on-one, in your mind?
Yeah, absolutely. I just was breaking the ice.
So... Eric, would you be willing to go on another date with her?
Nah, I'm good, man. It just shows. I've dated enough that I've learned, like, when there's these little red flags early on, like, why it's not worth continuing. It's like, if she's already this self-centered, it's not going to get better. You know, I'm looking for something long-term, and this is red flag city to me.
Okay.
That sucks.
Well, I'm sorry, Michelle, we couldn't make it work for you. I just think
whatever.
Thanks, Eric, for coming on with us. Michelle, thanks for coming on with us. We wish you both luck, okay?
Yeah, thanks, guys.
All right, thank you. Old Dominion, make it sweet. 995 QYK, JR, Lana, Kevin here. And we just had Michelle and Eric on the phone. Michelle reached out to us because Eric was not getting back to her. We found out that Michelle brought a friend with her on the date, didn't tell him, and then stuck him with a bill and had no, it never clicked to her that this would not be okay.
It's not okay.
Yeah, it was she was like, oh, no, I just thought it'd be more fun with more people. But, you know, we can go on a one-on-one date now. In my opinion, he's already paid for two dates.
Yes.
Yeah, he had to pay for her friend, too.
Yeah, and it's like, why would you take her on another date when she already ruined the first one?
Absolutely. All right, we're getting your calls right now. Good morning. Is this Princess? Your name's Princess?
Hi, it's Princess.
Your name's Princess?
Uh-huh.
That's a cool name. All right, you're in Tampa right now. What do you think about this 7:15 second date update?
I totally agree with the guy. She's inconsiderate. I mean, being that she didn't say to him that she's going to bring her friend along, you know, I think I agree. It's inconsiderate.
Yeah, I think that's the general consensus of this date. I mean, you just don't bring a friend to a date, especially something that was set up on an app.
Exactly.
And I feel like if she would have said, hey, listen, my friend's in town. I'm sorry. No, we had a one-on-one, but would you be willing to be cool if you're hanging out with me and my friends? I think that's okay. But just to surprise a guy and then stick him with a bill with your friend, that's just crazy.
I totally agree. Totally agree.
All right, Princess.
That would have been better.
All right, Princess, have a great day, okay?
Thanks, you too.
All right. We got Ron in Clearwater. Good morning, Ron.
Good morning.
How you doing, friend?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good.
All right, let me hear what you got to think. Let me hear what you think.
I think this guy needs to run, Forrest, run.
Yeah, I think we're in agreement on that.
Yeah, she's just
clueless. Yeah, I never thought that it ever clicked to her that this would not be a good idea.
No, it doesn't seem like it clicked at all.
Well, and just imagine, you know, you're like attracted to this person. You want to really get to know them. But then you've got this other person just like taking over the conversation. So it's like, that don't fly with me.
No, that doesn't. You know, I mean, you met on a dating app.
Correct.
Okay. What does that say?
Yeah, absolutely.
I think the name of it says it all.
Right, right. Hey, I appreciate you calling. Have a great day.
Hey, not a problem. Y'all have a great day. Keep up the good work.
Thanks, Ron. Robert's in St. Pete right now. Good morning, Robert.
Good morning.
Hey, man. Let me know what you think.
Yeah, she was definitely missing the point on they met on a dating app and that they were going on a date. But what also hit me was I used to live overseas, and in Asian countries, it's actually considered standard to bring a friend along on your very first date.
Really?
That's what made me think of. Yeah, that's what made me think of when she did that. Because if you go on a date with someone in an Asian country and you don't bring a friend, then you're considered not to be so respectable.
Well, I think I've learned something today.
I have heard stories where a girl, she brought like her entire family and the guys had to pay for the whole bill. Like, yeah, it's some kind of a...
Yeah, that might be a little much.
Yeah, so that's what made me think of is, you know, she's being like, you know, people in the Asian country, but of course we're in America, and most people don't know that, and they're not expecting someone to bring someone on a date.
Yeah, you know what? I have a feeling, though, that that was not her background or her thinking in this particular case.
Yeah, but wouldn't you feel kind of stupid if you were the friend and here's this guy you don't even know, you're showing up on this date and now you want him to pay for you? I mean, I couldn't let anybody do that.
Well, I think that's a big thing we've been talking about is that never clicked with her or her friend.
No.
Yeah, true. You know, she definitely should have given him the heads up of, hey, I'd like to bring my friend. I feel more comfortable. I feel more relaxed. Are you okay with that? But she didn't do that.
Well, Robert, I appreciate you calling, man. You have a great day.
Thank you. You
too. All right, bye. Yeah, I mean, like, you know, Robert was saying, maybe in a different country, that may be a tradition. I didn't know that. But at the same time, you can't bring the thing with me is, okay, yeah, you messed up. You brought a friend. But then to stick him with the bill, I mean, she could have been cool about it and said, all right, yeah, I forgot. My friend was in town. Would you mind if I bring her and let us treat you because we are going to go out anyway? I get that. But then just to sit there and be like, yeah, thanks for everything. And here's my friend.
Yeah. And order, you know, expensive drinks and take advantage. I mean, that's just uncalled for.
Is it bad that I kind of wanted the friend to be the one that he was attracted to? And that kind of winds up full circle on her, and then she
got
stuck.
We want these to work out.
That is true. I forgot about that part. All right. Tyler Farr tickets. We're going to play a game called How Far Is It? We need a caller right now. Caller 9, 800-992-1099. 800-992-1099. Hit us up.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
In Treasure Island right now, 99.5 QIK. Chris, you want to go check out Tyler Farr on Friday?
Heck yeah.
All right, here's how it's going to work, man. We are going to give you a location, and you're going to try to guess the distance between there and Tampa Bay. You and I will work together. I will tell you higher or lower until we get that exact distance. And if we do it in 30 seconds, you're going to win Tyler Farr tickets, all right?
All righty.
All right, where are we going today, Lana?
Well, since it's election day and the president lives at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue in Washington, D.C., let's go from Tampa to the White House.
Ooh, all right. Have you ever been to the White House or you ever been to D.C.?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Very nice.
Oh, yeah.
All right, here we go. The 30-second clock starts now.
All right, 1,000.
Lower.
750.
Higher.
800.
Higher.
850.
Higher.
900.
Wow, that was close.
Right. Yes, 900 miles from Tampa Bay to the front door of the White House. But don't go there because the Secret Service will take you down. Hey, congratulations, man. You just picked up some Tyler Farr tickets. You're going to see him at the Dallas Bowl this Friday.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right, man, hang on for me. I feel like that's a drive that we could do. That's not far.
900 miles?
Yeah. You drive 450, I'll drive 450, we'll be there in an hour.
An hour?
We're talking about a jet, but no, just kidding.
We probably shouldn't take my Jeep, then.
No, we're not taking your Jeep. Absolutely not. We'll make it to Lutz, maybe. All right, coming up next, your 810 Music Minute. We go commercial-free till then.
Now, it's time for Tampa Bay's Morning Cruise Music Minute on 99.5 QYK.
A very special Music Minute. Live from quarantine.
Ooh.
Lana. Lana's broadcasting from home right now. By the way, have you taken your temperature lately?
Yes, I just took it and it was 99.3.
All right, doing all right. We're just
doing all right.
It's Lana Watch 2020. Mm-hmm. All right, Lana, what's in the Music Minute?
Well, in honor of Election Day, Old Dominion posted a video of themselves performing the 70s song, Lean On Me. And in the caption, they reminded us that it's okay to disagree, get mad, even raise your voices. But at the end of the day, we're all in this together. Y'all just be good to each other.
Lean on me. When you're not strong, I'll be your friend. I'll help you carry on.
Wow.
Oh, it won't be long. I'm gonna need somebody to lean on.
Was that originally Bill Withers?
I believe that's correct.
Hey, you impressed on that?
But Matthew from Old Dominion, that is fantastic.
That was very, very good. All right, Lana, sorry.
Dan and Shay, they posted a new song on Instagram last night. And if you are a parent, you're going to want to hear this song. It's a song that Shay sings to his boys, and it's pretty good.
I want to dedicate this song to my two little boys, Asher and Ames.
I pray you love. Get down on your knees, 'cause that's what I do. That's what I do when I pray for you.
Tell you what, these quarantine babies are bringing out a lot of good music. You know, Lady from Brett Young about his wife and about his son, and now Shay with that How I Pray for You. Man, great song.
John Party recently answered some fan questions, and he had some advice to a woman whose husband only gives her an hour notice before he goes off hunting for the weekend. Here's what he suggested.
Maybe cook his favorite meal before he leaves, something he can't resist. Or just take his guns and or his bow. I don't know.
Probably the last guy I'm going to advise. Going to provide advice.
An hour notice? Oh, heck no.
Yes.
And Morgan Wallen has three consecutive number ones, and his latest, More Than My Hometown, is in the top five, and it is on his way to becoming a number one. With all the success, though, he says he really hasn't had time to enjoy anything.
I haven't really had time to go do any much anyway, but now I haven't bought anything. I'm just really trying to, I think the next thing I'm going to get is probably a house and hopefully some land. I'd like to have some land somewhere out in the country somewhere.
There you go. That's where he needs to be right now. Yep. He just needs to be by himself somewhere, relaxing with his new baby girl and all that stuff.
Well, he will be in Nashville on November 11th. He is up for New Artist of the Year at the CMA Awards. That is your Music Minute. And coming up in less than 10 minutes, we've got our girl Cam on the phone. Can't wait to talk to her next on 99.5 QIK.
That is her new song. It's called Classic. We got her on the phone right now, Cam on 99.5 QIK. She is a Southern California native, was born in Surf City, USA. If you're wondering, that would be Huntington Beach.
California.
Exactly right. All right. And then went to Stanford and is one of the most brilliant people I know because they basically wanted her to stay on there to teach at Stanford. She goes, no, I'm going to go do music. And she did. Now we're happy that she does music. So
yay.
Very smart person on the phone. Good morning, Cam.
Good morning. I was have something very, very to say to you. But really, I'm mostly just so thrilled. It's so nice to connect with anyone at this point. It's just so nice to talk to you guys over the phone.
Absolutely. It's good to hear from you. I'm glad you got some new music coming out. A little background on Cam, if you're not super familiar with her. She's written hits like Wrecking Ball for Miley Cyrus.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, did you write Wrecking Ball or another one?
No. The other one I wrote, maybe you're right, but it's on the same album.
Same album. I'm totally messed up. Look at me. I'm a bad friend. I forgot this already. She's told me this many times.
No, you're a good friend. You're hyping me up to as big as possible. Let's just say I wrote Wrecking Ball.
Perfect. Well, as long as the checks come, who cares? You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
She, George Strait, did a residency in Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
She was handpicked by George Strait's wife to open up for him.
Wow, that's pretty big honor.
Yeah.
Mrs. Strait calls the shots.
What a cool thing to be around, like, a group that's been together for 30 years, and just to sort of have a glimpse of what the perfect career, in my mind, could look like, to have such great music, such a wonderful family around you the whole time like that. I think that's just a dream. That's what I think, too. You know, having a new baby, I feel like that's what I want. You know, to be around a long time and have good people around me for that whole time with me.
Yeah. Let's talk about the nursery. I have a feeling that it's probably yellow.
actually, her color is green.
Oh, really?
There's green everywhere in the nursery. Yeah, so she's like a, but I like that kind of color coordinating thing, you know? So,
right.
Like, once I pick a color, then it's everywhere. So her crib, her dresser, the wall, everything's green.
So is yellow still your color, though?
Yeah, it's, and then I also even have with this new album, The Other Side, I have kind of like this black and white kind of vibe and a little bit of silver, like kind of this darkness and light that is being woven in throughout all these stories, because it's really versatile album. It's got, you know, the love stories, it's got the heartbreak, it's got the revenge, it's got loneliness, it's got all kinds of stuff, but it's sort of weaves the dark and the light together throughout all of it. And so you see a lot of black and white too on that.
Now, we love the song Classic. That's a song that we're playing here on QIK. What is your favorite song on the album?
Well, it's like picking a favorite kid a little bit.
Well, you only have one kid, so right. We know who your favorite kid is.
There's a song called What Goodbye Means, and it sort of reminds me of like vintage Reba.
Oh.
And I'm kind of into that one right now, being like, it's sort of sentimental. It's like a song about a friend of mine went through a divorce, and it was kind of ugly, and he was being so sweet back to her. And I said, you know, why are you being so nice? And he said, she might change her mind. And it was just such a, I knew that feeling of like, you're not ready to fully admit what's going on just because you can't take it all at once, you know? And so the song is just that, really, you're slowly telling yourself the truth that you don't fully want to hear. And it's what goodbye means. It's so beautiful.
Aw, I love that.
She's an amazing songwriter. I mean, even Burning House, if you dive into that song, there's so many different layers to it. So, like I said, going back to that Stanford education and philosophy, this is why she is so deep in her writing, mm-hmm. which is very confusing to me because I'm not that smart. So I have to listen to the song 15 times to understand what the hell is going on.
You know, as long as you listen and you enjoy it, you don't gotta know. I think deep down songs are like, they just hit you. Like, you feel it in your body. Like, when I see people sing back Burning House or Diane, you know, like, I can see that it's coming from a place in them that you don't have to fully, you know, dissect it or anything to be able to enjoy it. And I like that part.
All right, we're going to play a little game with you. Obviously, the single is called Classic. So we are going to ask you some questions. What is your favorite classic blank?
Ooh.
Your favorite classic movie?
Yeah. The Wizard of Oz.
Classic book.
The Great Gatsby.
Oh, that's mine too.
That's a really good
one. I love that song. classic song.
This is heavy, but I think it's probably Crazy. Patsy Cline, Crazy.
Okay, all right. Classic quote.
Ooh, okay, it's Mae West, and she said, I don't like writing, but I like having written.
Oh.
I think that's so true for me. And in the thick of doing something, it's like, oh God, why am I doing this? And then after the song's done, I'm like, this is amazing. Of course this is why I do this. So I feel like that sort of sums it up for me.
Yeah, you know, it's crazy that you picked that quote, because that's my tattoo on my lower back.
Oh, say
it. So it's interesting. It's interesting, but anyway, another thing that you and I have in common. Hey, well, Cam, we're so excited for you. The album is out, but you can check it out. The single is called Classic, and Cam, we cannot wait to see you soon.
Yeah, same with you guys.
All right, take care. How great is she? She's
I
the best.
I love her so much.
She's just sweet, just a good person. I'm bummed I missed her at your guitar pull.
Oh, she was so good. Well, you can actually check out some videos on our website at 995qyk.com, and you can see the performance.
Well, there you go. Love it. If you missed that interview, we're going to have it up for you a little bit later. We have to do a wellness check on our good friend Lana. She is at home quarantined. We got to see how she's doing after this. We're going live to Lana's house right now. It's 995 QYK, checking on the very quarantined Lana. Lana, how are you feeling?
I feel good. I wouldn't say great. I don't
really
have COVID. Can we just tell everybody out there?
You don't know
it
yet.
I was exposed to it.
So you could have it.
I'm going to hopefully get tested. I think we should wait till Thursday to get an accurate reading. So,
right.
But I mean, I'm tired, but I mean, I was up late last night watching the Bucks game. I mean, we get up early every morning. I'm old, so
I'm old.
That could just be those reasons.
We see you on Zoom here, and you look great. You don't look sick. I mean,
showered.
Obviously. Well, again,
congratulations.
Thank you.
Again,
that's
on
two
that
days in a row, by the way, people. Count it. That's a record.
Yep, good hygiene.
So let's check your fever right now. She has
I got my little thermometer.
Now, do you know any first responders that live nearby?
Yeah, there's one in the bedroom.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he's the reason you've been exposed to it. All right, go ahead.
Hold on. Oh, man. Just shut off on me.
Uh-oh, yeah. My that's, goodness. That's one sign, really, that you should be worried about. Your thermometer even says, I'm over it.
Oh, gosh. I mean, really? Come on, thermometer. This one's not working for some
reason. Why are you doing that?
Hold on, it's coming. But no, otherwise, but I think Paul, he checked his temperature earlier. It was 97.9.
Okay.
But I do hear him coughing and sneezing a lot. So here we go.
Oh, man, this is not good.
Mm-hmm. Forehead to the temple.
Yes, well done.
Seeing it.
Oh, is this 100.6?
Oh, boy.
Oh, no.
That's above, that's above the watermark.
Yeah, 100.4, do you say, is officially a fever, Kevin, according to your wife?
Officially a fever, yes. So you're above that.
Okay. I took it earlier and I was fine, though.
Well, I mean, I hope you don't have it. I'm just saying, but keep that monitored. Make sure that you are good to go. And she is now turning red because she's a little worried. I can see it in her face right now.
Don't take Zoom. That temperature now.
Yeah.
Could be worse.
I'm gonna go ahead and just take it again in like 5 minutes. I bet you'll be fine.
Yeah, I'm sure it's fine. I'm sure you're just probably sitting.
Does that have anything to do with the hot tea I'm drinking?
Maybe, but we'll see.
I'm also wearing a long sleeve shirt. I don't have the air conditioning on, so.
Well, I think if you take your temperature, you usually have to strip down before you take it.
Yeah, that's true. You don't.
All right, Lana. Well, listen, we will monitor you on Zoom from a safe distance as you quarantine. I'm glad you don't have any other symptoms right now. Your taste is still there.
It's been 3 days. I'm going out of my mind already.
So
I can't do this.
Taste is still there, though, right?
Taste is still there. Yep. Smell is still there.
Like no, not a lot of coughing.
Mm-mm, no.
All right. But in the back room, you can hear him hacking up a lung.
I can hear him hacking
not
up
good.
A lung.
All right.
Not good.
Just saying. All right. So Thursday, we will find out. You'll take the test at least.
Yes.
Now, we have one of those rapid tests where you find out same day.
I'm going to do both, I think.
Okay.
I was talking to one of the engineers in our building who also had to do it, and he said there was a place you can go, you can get a rapid, and then they send it off. So I'm going to do both because, we got to know. I can't be bringing this stuff into you guys.
Absolutely not. No. You will be grounded at your house.
Yes.
We'll not let you back here.
I really miss being in the studio.
We do miss you, too.
This is nice, the drive I don't have to. I can sleep in an hour later, but I really miss being there with you guys. So.
No, we miss you. So we want you to feel better. All right. So coming up next, though, and I feel good story. See what we did there? That's called a transition in the business. And we have a very, very amazing story about a man who saved someone from drowning. It's pretty emotional. You'll hear it next.
I feel good.
Now, she may be quarantined right now at home, but that's not going to stop her from spreading the good news. Lana has your I feel good story right now. Lana, what you got?
Well, this story is about a family who lives in Texas. They were actually in Monterey, California at the beach, and they were swimming, and their 10-year-old daughter, Haley Whitting, and her family were out there swimming, and she got caught up in a rip current.
Oh, that's not
so good. So this man, his name is Kevin Kazi, he was nearby, him and his fiance. He heard the screaming, and he quickly jumped into action to help this little girl.
I did swimming since I was 3 years old competitively, so I felt like I could get to him. So I just ran out there, and as soon as I got to the mom, I just told her to give me the daughter because I could see she was struggling.
So glad someone like that was there. I mean, because if you are not used to that, I mean, people in the Tampa Bay area have probably experienced that at the beach, but that happens real quick, and it comes out of nowhere sometimes, and it will suck you out. I mean, I grew up next to the beach, and I've been stuck in one. I think I was in Mexico, and I was stuck in one, and I was struggling to get out of there, and I... You know, because you start panicking. You're like, I can't get back in. Mm-hmm. And you forget that you're supposed to swim parallel to the shore to get out of it. Because sometimes they're only about 6 feet wide. And it can be very, very scary. And especially for a parent watching. Oh, my goodness.
Well, that is the best part of the story is that the 10-year-old is safe and sound and back with her family. But the story continues. So months went by, and her mother, Samantha, she only knew Kazi's first name, but she never, ever stopped looking for this guy. She eventually found him through social media, and she set up a fund, like a GoFundMe, to help. She wanted to do something nice and pay for a big portion of their wedding since they wanted this big dream wedding. So now this mother is giving back to this man who saved her daughter's life. And it's just an incredible story that she would work so hard to find this guy for so long. So
I love that.
I love this.
Well, there's your I Feel Good story right there. 995 QYK FGL round here. And coming up, trending in Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew 995 QIK. It's JR, Lana, and Lana's live from home. But you know what's funny? She was telling me something about the ACM CMA winner, 22-year veteran, and of course, the pride of Jesuit High School and graduate of USF. Mm-hmm. There was something that you told me about this morning, Lana. I was shocked.
Yeah, so back in 2016 at the last election, Kevin was one of the poll workers.
Really?
Yes. So when you went in to vote and you were all done filling out your circles, he was the person that stood there at the scanning machine that said one sheet at a time, put your sheet in one sheet at a time. And then he was the one that gave them the I voted sticker.
I had no idea that. I mean, what a civil servant.
Thank you.
For what you do, unbelievable. You know what you've done for your community after all these years. And here you are telling us what's trending in Tampa Bay, Kevin.
That's right. Well, as Lana said, today it's election day. The polls are open now and they close at 7 p.m. tonight. Nearly 9 million Floridians, 62% of the state of registered voters, they already cast their ballots ahead of today's election day. In Hillsborough County, since 7 a.m., polls opened this morning. We've already almost had 17,000 people vote.
Get out there.
This morning. So, your I voted sticker, it can get you some free stuff today.
What?
Ooh. Yeah, absolutely. So, even if you voted early, you got a sticker in the mail with the ballot. So, take that with you. Because at Krispy Kreme, show your I voted sticker at any Krispy Kreme and get a free original glazed donut. At Kawa Coffee, you can just show your I voted sticker and tell them you voted by mail and get a free cup of coffee this morning. How easy is that? And at Grassroots Kava House, you can show that sticker and get a free small coffee. They have locations in St. Pete, Seminole Heights, and Ybor City. And if you go to Chili's is offering a $5 Presidente Margarita.
All right, well, that's what's trending in Tampa Bay. We are out of here.
So that's pretty good right there.
Well, if Lana wasn't quarantined, she'd be there. I can tell you that.
I threw my sticker away when I voted Friday. Darn it.
Why? It's okay. You're quarantined.
Yeah, you can't go anywhere anyway.
All right. Maybe it's a good thing for you that you threw it away.
So, again, the polls are open till 7 p.m. tonight. And it's a big election. That's it.
It's
2020 presidential election.
No matter what you do and no matter who you vote for, remember, it's a privilege to be able to vote. And everything's going to be okay. We're in this together. All right? That's what I would like to say to everybody.
Yes. And finally, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers gave everyone a heart attack, but
yes, they
came away with the win against the New York Giants 25-23. It came down to the two-point conversion. The Buccaneers now 6-2. Don't look now. They're in the lead of the NFC South, and they took the lead when Tom Brady threw a touchdown to Mike Evans.
Brady throwing for Evans in his neighborhood. Got it. Touchdown. And another one to the list. Tampa the lead.
Oh, my.
And they never looked back. They got up by 8 and held on for the win against the Giants. Their next game is against the New Orleans Saints at Raymond James Stadium on Sunday Night Football.
And we will have a new player, correct?
Yeah, Mr. Brown's going to be playing for us.
Yes, Antonio Brown is now available.
He's active.
He had to sit out the first 8 weeks. This was week 8. He is available for the Saints game Sunday night at Raymond James Stadium. Game is on NBC. And that's what's trending in Tampa Bay. This one's in the books. Yes, sir.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 995 QIK, JR, Lana, Kevin here, and Lana is quarantined in her home, if you haven't heard yet. Lana, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling great.
You're feeling great. Have you taken your temperature lately?
Just the last time I took it, and it was over 100.
Do you have it now? Oh, do you have the thing still next to you?
Yeah, I have it.
Let's try it one more time before we let you go for the day. She's quarantined with her boyfriend who was exposed to it at work, therefore may have exposed her to it, so they are playing it safe. They are quarantining, and we are making sure that Lana is okay. Lana is monitoring her temperature and symptoms and all that, and they're going to get tested on Thursday, and we'll see what happens with that. Are you looking at it, Lana? Are you trying to turn it on? What are you trying to do right now?
It says error. Hold on.
Oh no. That's never good.
It's not good.
I'll get it.
It's user error, I think.
Yeah. That is.
Probably.
By the way, we are back tomorrow, 7:40. We'll have some more Tyler Farr tickets for you. He's going to be Hey, listen, we have a live concert going on Friday
at
the Dallas Bowl. I'm pretty excited about that. It's going to be great. We'll have a brand new 7:15 second date update for you. What was your highlight of the show, Kev?
My highlight was the Bucks won. And that you need to go out and vote if you haven't. So
yes.
Today is election day. Polls are open until 7. I just think it's important. Everyone needs to go out and vote if you haven't. So please do so.
All right.
And there's a lot of freebies out there. You can get free donuts at Krispy Kreme and coffee at Kahwa. And
yeah, you got to have the sticker.
You got to have the I voted sticker. You get a Presidente Margarita at Chili's for
Presidente Margarita.
That's right.
All right. What do you got? Did you go?
My temperature is 100.1.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, keep an eye on that.
It's not a good number. I mean, it's not. I mean, what do you want me?
Everybody stay calm. Everybody stay calm. Well, it's going to be okay. You guys
been going up and down all day.
What are you guys doing over there today? Since you guys are both quarantined. Working. Well, I mean, you're working right now, but once you got
he's working on the honey-do list.
Okay.
But because he's off work, like he doesn't have to work. I still have stuff that I have to do, so I'm going to be working today. And he's painting the garage.
All right. Well, we will check in with you tomorrow. Stay quarantined. Stay safe. And you everybody have a great day. And remember, no matter who you vote for, we love you. You're in this together. We're all in this together. Love your neighbor and be a good person. All right? Love you guys.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.